All right, welcome back to the Saturday morning Coach's Show. Paul Ramo here on this, beautiful Saturday morning. And we have Kip Stender up next here of the Lockbrow Valley Girls Golf Team, state champions. And I was just thinking, would you rather have a state championship or Hall of Fame? Kip.
State championship. anything that the team does well is always worth more than an individual award.
Yeah. Be nice to be both, though, too, right?
Yeah. I know a lot of Hall of Famers, so I hope that they have influenced some of me over the years.
Yep. Well, we're going to wrap up the girls' golf season here. Congratulations on, one of the best seasons out at Lockbrow Valley, Kip.
Yeah, well, thanks, Paul. It was a great season. You'll read a little bit about it in the paper. I kind of summed it up. There's not enough words possible to talk about the whole season, but I kind of just titled my little story for the paper, One Stroke.
And you won by one stroke, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all it takes. And I texted a buddy down in Texas, that we had won. We've been staying in touch since I've met him a couple years ago. And his dad was great friends with Ben Hogan. And so when he was a kid, he played with Ben Hogan a lot. And,
wow.
And, he said, that congratulations, that's really exciting. I can't imagine how proud that you'd feel. Ben Hogan told me many times, you only have to win by one stroke.
Yep, so, that's all it takes.
Because I think for some of the girls...
That was your theme this year, wasn't it?
In a way. Move forward. Always, play our ball, move forward no matter what the result is. And in golf, there's no perfect round. Even if a person probably shoots under par, they're going to say, I could have made that putt and shot one more under.
Yep.
They forget about, that one bounced off the tree back into the fairway and allowed me to make par or something like that. But our theme was, improve, have fun. Move forward, forget about the bad shots, and even forget about the good shots, because it's the next one that counts. So that was really great. And they hung in there. Not all the girls shot their averages, but they kept fighting. And and in the end, we came out on top.
Yep, you sure did, by one stroke.
One stroke.
So, all right. And Rachel won by one stroke, too.
Right, yeah.
And there's a good theme there.
Yeah, in her hard work, I don't know if there's a golfer in the state that works as hard as Rachel does, and she was rewarded for that hard work. She's been to the state. That was her fourth time, and, placed in the top, I think, 13 all the years. I think 9th, 11th, and 13th, if I'm correct.
Okay.
So she, she's worked really hard for that, and now the challenge will be to continue to work hard, because... seems like it gets tougher every year,
and more
and more girls work extra hard to try to move up. And there's a lot of underclassmen in that top 10, but I know she will. She's a great golfer, got a great mind for the game of golf, understands the swing, understands shots and greens, and she's got the whole package.
That's right. Let's back up here. We visited with Bart a little bit about the crazy spring. I don't think any sport was more affected about the late spring than golf had been.
Yeah, we hit inside, and what was really different this year, it seemed like the practices inside were more crisp and more, they just was more effort put into it per se. They stayed focused. We hit a lot of balls inside. We didn't get outside till I know we started on the 24th. That was a Tuesday. That Saturday before that, so that would have been like the 21st, was our first. We went up and got a practice round up at the links up in Sauk Center of April.
Of
April. And they started practicing, I believe, somewhere around March 13th or something like that. So well over a month of being inside. Osakis put together a little invitational for that Tuesday. Otherwise, it might have been a little later before we even got out. We went north to Sauk Center because south was still had a lot of snow. We even had some snow, I think.
Yeah, they didn't really have that much snow up by Sauk Center.
Right. Yeah, there was a band in there. I think Bart went out and played in Fergus Falls for the first game. And so Osakis put a little invite, and obviously a lot of teams probably wanted to get around in. So Red Wing was there, and... Monticello and Rogers and Wyzetta, Alexandria,
some big
Minnewaska,
schools.
Some really big schools. And so we started off the year on a very positive note and finished second to Minnewaska at that tournament. And, you know, beat some really, really good AAA schools and shot a really good round. So, you know, that kind of set the tone. And they plugged away kind of improving and just maintaining that all season long.
Yeah, well, let's take us through the season. You got that in front of you, all the meets you were in and how you finished?
Okay. I can do
or
that.
Or whatever you want to do here to
sure.
wrap things up. So.
So, like I said, we finished second up at that Osakis invite. Then we went and played Minnewaska, invited us the next day to go up to Tipsona Mounds up in Elba Lake. Their coach kind of, I think, has a membership there, and so he, you know, saw us and wanted to compete with us, and so we tied them but lost on the tiebreaker with the fifth score. And that was also a very good day for us to improve over Saturday to tie Minnewaska, which is a perennial program. They've won, you know, I think they won state five times in a row back when we were in their conference, and Jen Kack was the lone golfer, and I recruited a few other girls.
Yeah.
And we started with six that year. Jordan Kultoff was one of them, and Hannah Mork and a few others. So it was, you know, we saw them when they were prime. And,
yep.
and so I saw some good things there that I wanted to model, and I saw some things of the pressure part of it that I did not want to have happen in our program. And
right.
so, and I think that's working out good. Then we started our Camden Conference in Appleton and won that with a 177. The same day we went to Dawson and shot a 170. With a Minnesota invite was next. We finished first there. Second place was Worthington. Rachel, Abby, Sarah, and Isabella were the top four there at that tournament. We went back to the conference over to Valley Golf Course in Wilmer. We won that with a 160, and these are nine-hole scores. Hawk Creek in Raymond, we shot a 168. Then we went to Granite Run. Granite Falls hosted a 165. Stony Creek.
All first places?
Yep, all okay. first places. We were undefeated in the conference dual meets and won the overall championship also. Stony Creek, a 177, and that's a nice, challenging little course.
Yeah, it is. That's one of my favorite courses around.
Yeah, I like it. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's got good rough and good, you know, nice fairways, good greens. Rachel shot a 37 there to win that one. She had that eagle on that tough par five.
Oh,
so
eagle on a five.
Yeah, I was standing in the fairway where, you know, aim at me. I was like 300 yards away, so she shouldn't hit me, which she didn't. But so then I walked over to the side a little bit. So I wasn't in the fairway, and she hit it right at me where I was, which was ended up being perfect. And she was able to hit it on the green from there, so made the putt for eagle.
Nice.
Benson Golf Club, for their invite, finished first with a 342. Then we went to Dakota Ridge, and that was a really nice tournament. Marshall put together and invited us, and Lakefield North was there, and Chanhassen, Marshall, New Prague, Hill Murray. So we came out tied for second with Chanhassen, and both Chanhassen and Lakefield North were ranked in the AAA golfing. But awesome course, and mention the donors later, but if it wasn't for some donors, that event possibly wouldn't have happened, you know, to mm-hmm. cover practice round and hotel stay and all that and the food and everything. Then we had a conference championship on May 14th on a Monday. And, you know, Minnesota and us have been the top two for quite a few years. We've knocked them off in conference, and they would come in sections and kind of knock us off. So, but we went in, we played really well, shot a 330. Minnesota was 388, and that was their best round of the year. So I think we kind of took the wind out of their sails, like, wow, we shot our best, and they still beat us by 58 strokes. So, which was nice leading into sections, because, like I said, the previous 2 years, we did the same thing, and they came back and beat us in sections. So that was my fear. That was my stress at the time.
Okay. It's understandable, that's for sure. I should mention Greg Guile, the longtime Minnesota golf coach this year, just is retiring after 51 years of coaching. 51.
Wow, yeah, he's been there a long time. He took a bunch of teams to state, I think, in Ivanhoe, a small town of Ivanhoe that he coached for many years. So outstanding coach, and does it the right way. Yep. Got a nice email from Ralph Hagan the night of the championship. He was down there and congratulated me. I think he was coaching maybe that first few years, yep, and then retired a few years ago. But nice email, kind of summing up that battle between Mineota and us and how it made each of us better. And he saw in our girls' eyes a difference this year, and he felt that was the reason why, you know,
yep,
making, you know, going through those struggles and not getting to state prior to that, but yep, made us stronger.
Okay.
He's very right. He's a very, very wise man.
Yep. All right. That was conference you last talked about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we went to the Wilmer invite was postponed from early May or early end of April, usually it is. And so they had a conference meet on the 18th, and they invited any teams that wanted to come to it that weren't able to be at the invite. And obviously we wanted to get there because that was the new section site, the golf course where we'd be golfing for sections. So we went there, and they had the course really tough. You know, a lot of times greenskeepers, superintendents, you got a conference meet, you got big teams coming in. You don't want anybody breaking records on your course. So it was the fastest I've ever seen their greens. They were much faster than the section tournament. But Alexandria came away that day. Sartell was second, Minnewaska third, and then we were in fourth, seven strokes behind Minnewaska. So, you know, but that was great to get that experience on that course. And because we hadn't golfed, you know, we golf it once a year, but Benson was our section, yep, course for years. And we kind of knew how to get around that course a little better.
Yeah, it was good practice for sections coming up then.
Right. Okay. And we also got one more practice round in there before sections.
Okay.
And then the sections was next. That was on Wednesday, May 23rd. The first day we shot a 340. That was right in our, you know, we ended the season with a 343 average, so that was a little bit below that. And then the second day we shot a 336, so they put together two really nice rounds. BB had a nice squad. You know, they were within 10 strokes a couple times in tournaments we were in this year. You know, actually last year we finished third in the section. You know,
yep,
Mineota came back and won, I think, by six, and then Mineota... Our BB was second. They had two on us. They were down 20, and they beat us by two. So they gained up 22 strokes.
Don't they have a pair of sisters, too?
Yeah, the Gossin girls.
Okay.
And, you know, and they actually have three seniors, so this was their, you know, kind of their chance, yep, and best chance. And, you know, and they worked hard at it, but they came up short. And they qualified, you know, the Gossin sisters qualified for state. And they do a lot. Our girls and their girls do a lot together, and they kind of call them the twin families because their dad's a principal and their mom's a teacher, and they got a little sister the same age as Caden. So we
so it mirrors you then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Jacqueline, the 10th grader, same age as Bella, and they're all the same ages.
Oh, wow, you know, that's
so
amazing.
Head went home and told her parents that, you know, there's a family just like us, Mom. And, so I got to know Rick pretty well. He's formerly from Mineota. And
I think he was the first one to congratulate you as a state champion.
Yeah, yep. And that's been awesome, all the congratulations from people, and I want to, you know, thank everybody for that support. And but we're definitely getting together this summer and going to play each other. Rick's very competitive, as I can be.
I
just said, as long as I play with your girls, you play with mine. So we're working on that.
Well, I should come up and cover that.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Any more on sections there before we move into state?
No, and Rachel won sections. Let's see, I got another sheet here for the third year in a row
as third
an
year
individual.
In a row.
So
okay,
that was nice. Abby finished second, so it's nice to have that, that 1-2, you know, score really well, really,
right,
really, you know, helps the team there, takes pressure off the other girls. So then that led us, you know, into the state tournament.
And for the very first time as a team, right?
Yeah, for the very first time as a team. And, you know, Bold had won it the year before. We weren't able to meet up with them this year. Last year we hosted them and then went to Bold also, and we split with them. We won it at Madison here, and then they beat us in Olivia. And then, but so we didn't get to see them. I think they were at that Sock Center tournament,
okay,
at Osakis Head. But so Bold was coming back as defending champs. I think they had only lost one senior. Fillmore Centro was back. They were runner-up last year, champions the year before, and runners-up the year before that. Park Christian's been in the top four the last 4 years. Springfield's been to state quite often. I placed well, so, you know, we knew the field was experienced and tough going down there, but We met after sections as a team and parents, everybody there, and kind of put it out on the table. This is, you know, our goal is to go down and win it. We're not just going to go and show up. We got the talent. We got the swings. We've done the hard work. But we're going to need to do some things to give us that best chance, you know. So schedule-wise, we created a schedule to kind of simulate the early mornings and nutrition, make sure you start hydrating now, I said, that night, because typically it's really hot. It wasn't so bad this year, but typically it's really hot.
Really hot.
You know, they don't understand two 18-hole events back-to-back in hot weather. It just drains you. And that second day, I see a lot of girls fading off after the first nine, or not even through the first nine, many years, so... We learned from previous years being down there with Abby and Rachel, and so started those things, and you know, they fulfilled it. They did some team bonding events during that time, and you know, things that I can't do, like color my hair.
You got some left. We could do that.
They'd asked about that, and I said, "Yeah, if you want to, as long as everybody on the team wants to do it, and you all do the same thing because you're a team."
So. Yeah, good. I tell you what, let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll. Talk about the state tournament a little more and talk about each individual girl. And we'll take a break and be right back with more Lock Braw Valley Girls Golf with Kip Stender right after this.
You're invited to Dawson's 31st Annual Riverfest Celebration this Wednesday, June 20th through Sunday, June 24th. Some of Saturday's events include a slow pitch softball tournament, fishing contest from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m., Riverfest Flea Market, bingo 9 a.m. till noon at the Dawson Senior Center, disc golf tournament, kids bounce houses, block party and crazy days, co-ed sand volleyball tournament, 24th Annual Tim Lee 3-on-3 Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament, kids pedal tractor pull, free swimming from 1 till 8 o'clock at the Aquatic Center, kids water bounce houses, kids water fights, firefighters water fights, fast pitch softball, a musical tribute to Patsy Cline at Memorial Auditorium 7:30, and the big Rusty Duck dance and fireman's cash raffle. It's all during Riverfest 2018 in Dawson, Wednesday, June 20th through Sunday, June 24th. Pick up a Riverfest brochure for a complete listing of events or go to dawsonmn.com. Time to head to Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212 in Dawson. Check with them for truck hoists, scissor style, or telescopic. They also have truck hydraulic pumps and PTOs. And at Midwest Truck Parts in Dawson, they can handle all your hydraulic needs, including hoses and fittings, pumps, valves for wet kits, feed trailers, live floor trailers, end dumps, fluid power, and more. Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota. Call 320-769-4337. Midwest Truck Parts, Dawson. Inviting you to Dawson's 31st Annual Riverfest Celebration, Wednesday, June 20th through Sunday, June 24th. For a complete listing of events, plus updated information, go to DawsonMN.com or like them on Facebook.
All right, welcome back to the Coach's Show. We're wrapping up the Lock Braw Valley girls golf season. State champions with head coach Kip Stender, and we've got through the season. And now we're going to talk a little bit about that great state tournament at Pebble Creek in Becker. And I was fortunate enough to cover that, thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And just love covering the state golf meet. I think the Minnesota High School League and Pebble Creek do an outstanding job of running that, don't they, Kip?
Yeah, and that's why they continue to host it. You know, they work very well together. And Dwight Lundeen is one of the main factors there. He's, I think, on the board of directors. He's the Becker football coach and successful coach and retired teacher. Always nice to see him. And the job that they do down there. So, yeah, it goes very well. I find it puzzling, though, because, you know, you got to be really quiet on the golf course. And so when Paul's there, you never know where he's at. I mean, he's obviously watching. I see some pictures posted and things like that. But
you got to be quiet.
Yeah, and they let you know, too, some of the officials if we make a noise. So,
but what a weather-wise, that was probably the best state golf meet weather-wise I've experienced.
Yeah, beautiful. And we started in the morning with the first tee times at 7:30, so that was also very nice. And it was a little cooler. It was damp. Monday was very wet, and our plan was to get down there shortly after 12:30, 1 o'clock, have a meal along the way, and then we were spending one crisp hour on the practice greens and chipping and putting and limited on the range. Their swings are fine, and I've seen over the years kids warming up and some start to have a bad shot, and then they get worse and worse, and they're like, oh man, my swing's off, and they start golfing and they're the state champ. I've seen some kids hit perfect shots on the range and not place in the top 10. So, you know, their swings are developed. The hard work actually happens starting like now throughout this summer and the winter and in the spring leading up to that. There's not much you can do in an hour leading up to an event in any sport, really. So that kind of altered our plans, but so we stopped through St. Cloud first then and let the girls hang out in the mall for a little bit. I saw there'd be a little window of maybe less rain or no rain at about 3 o'clock, so then we got back to Becker, or went to Becker from there and got on the range just for about a half hour there, and then checked in and went back for the banquet that night.
Yeah, talk about that banquet. That's pretty neat banquet. Where's it held at, and what do they do there?
Yeah, the Class A golf banquet's held at the Holiday Inn in St. Cloud, and each year it kind of follows the same format. They recognize all the qualifying teams and individuals. They have if there's any Hall of Fame inductees, they recognize those. This year, they do three Hall of Fame inductees each year, but all three were in either Class AA or AAA, so we did not have any inductees. They talk about the all-state academic teams and all senior, any seniors that are on the varsity at the end of the season that have I think it's a 3.7 or higher get recognized down there. So so that's also very nice.
I saw a little video of you introducing your team.
Yeah, what they do is the head coach of the section team gets to introduce the section team and then all the five individuals that qualified. Okay. So that was an honor and went very well. And, I felt really, that was, like I said, that's an honor.
All right, good. You want to talk about the state tournament or just spend some time with talking about each girl, or how do you want to do that?
You know, the state tournament, we were seven strokes down after that first day, which felt really, I felt really good about that. We were within striking distance and after the first three, four holes, how they started out golfing and knowing the bold girls, we were up and so we don't talk about it. We walk around, talk with some of the girls, guide them through some holes and just keep moving forward. And then at the turn, I think, Fillmore had kind of gained on both of us and might even have been leading it. I've never gone back and looked at those scores, and because it was just you stop. Well, actually, you don't stop. You walk to the next hole, which is about almost a quarter mile, and they grab your card and they take the numbers and then give you your card back. So they're off. So everybody's constantly moving, and so never truly had a time to know where we're at. But that's fine. We don't want to focus on that anyway. We want to just focus on the next shot and plugged away. One girl had a 10 and came back and parred the next hole. So that just shows you they didn't bail out.
Right.
And some girls and some other teams started to struggle and it just fell apart. And our girls didn't allow that to happen. So I think that was the big part of their success there. And in the end, we ended up winning by that stroke.
Okay. One stroke win over Fillmore, right?
Right. Over Fillmore. Okay. Yeah. Who's, like I said, that's their third runner up in the last 4 years and they've been a state champ the other one. So they're a quality program.
How the girls individually do there then?
Rachel had an outstanding 2 days, shot 37, 39, 36, 43 for a 155. And so she was the champ by one stroke over Sophie Gray. Sophie Gray was runner-up four times. Fifth.
She's a senior this year?
She's a senior. So she was, she's been going after that championship for a while. And great kid. Abby and Rachel both golfed with her the year before. This year, Sophie was individual. So, the teams always golf together. So we weren't able to golf with any individual qualifiers. But that score, out of the last 10 years, that would have won half the state tournaments for Class A. So, obviously a very good score there. Abby finished 20th with a 181. Isabella was 27th with a 186. Sarah, I'm kind of looking down the list here, was 31st. Sarah shot 193. Then Ellie Jacobs finished 69th with a 218 or 215, and then Chloe Lovickson was 74th with a 221.
All right.
So That's how, you know, how they finished out there. Senior-wise, we lose Abby and we lose Ellie, and, you know, both of them brought much to the team, and well, they'll be dearly missed. But we have some, you know, younger kids coming through that are poised to step in. Brooklyn Olson, Bella Jacobs, Madison Seltzert, Chloe Lovickson, obviously golf varsity, but that was her first year on varsity. And so all, you know, all four of those girls will be vying for for a couple spots next year there. And I, you know, the program's in a good situation right now.
That's right. Let's take some time. We got some time here. We'll take it right up to 10 o'clock. And then we'll wrap up the other coaches next Saturday. But let's take some time and talk about each of these amazing girls that were our state champions.
Yeah, well, I'll go through them letter winner-wise. Abby was lettered for her sixth year, and
yeah, yeah, a lot of golf there with Abby over the years. She started at seventh grade, was it? I believe.
Yeah, she was. That has most of these girls. But it was kind of the beginning of the you know, winning per se, and it's not about winning. It's about, you know, trying to become better people and learning how to be part of a team and dealing with failure, all those things. In seventh grade, she, you know, started. I took her down to, I remember going down to Adrian and getting around him because that was the only place I could get on, because I felt like, you know, she's not going to be varsity just because she's my daughter or the coach's daughter. So she had to golf 60 or better to be in that first varsity event, because we had no way to get a score in before our first event. Yep. So. And that's how I justified having her be varsity. And we didn't even have six people. So there, you know, but I kind of have a bar, you know, should be golfing 60 or better to be varsity. Mm-hmm. And so she's been a good, consistent, hardworking leader for this team, and will be greatly, dearly missed. But she's going to go on to college and golf down at Iowa Lakes. We just went down Tuesday and registered for classes and, you know, kind of got through the season first here and met up with the coach again, and then went over and got her and I golfed around up at Brooks National. That's where they'll be practicing and having their meet that they host. So
nice, that's exciting.
So yeah, it was very good. I thought I eagled a hole, but it's a par four for men and a par five for women. So in the end, Abby and I tied.
All right.
then Rachel Halverson, it was lettered for her fourth year. She's just been a very hardworking, outstanding golfer and student, and you know, just works really hard at it, understands the game. And so, you know, congratulations to her on winning that championship, and look forward to working with her to try to repeat, you know. And we know that we just want to be in positions to do our best, and sometimes, you know, different things happen and our goal may not be achieved, but we have to have a goal and we work hard towards that.
That's right. I saw Rachel golfing in the Madison Healthcare thing with another group, and I go, I want to golf with a state champion.
that could be a fundraiser.
Yeah,
huh?
That's a good idea. A fundraiser, golf with a state champion.
So, and then Isabella is another sophomore, lettered for her fourth year. You know, her game's still coming. She started in seventh grade. She wasn't sure what she wanted to do. And the week before golf started, she said she wanted to golf. So a lot of things coming. I think a bright future for her. Mm-hmm. Sarah Halverson, lettered for the second year as an eighth grader, has improved a lot from last year to this year. Just she brings character to the bus, the van ride. So
she does.
She's our golfer that keeps it
loose
and comical. Okay. Yeah. So
that surprises me.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Bella would be the one.
She does talk a little bit.
Okay.
Ellie Jacobs, senior, really proud of her and how hard she worked over the summer last year and this year, and just impressed with her demeanor and her calming effect on the team, and just her leadership that way, and was a very positive impact on the team this year. And so she lettered, and then Chloe Lovickson lettered, a freshman. Made some good improvement during the season, and she's going to be working hard. I think she enjoyed state, had one great day and then one day that wasn't so great. So, and that's how golf goes sometimes. And so learning to battle through that And so, you know, looking forward to seeing her progress. And then, like I mentioned, on JV and junior high, Brooklyn Olson, Bella Jacobs, Madison Selchert, and all those girls did very well in the tournaments they were in. And most of, you know, usually one of our girls was on the top of that, of that list. All conference this year, Abby, fourth year, Rachel Halverson, fourth year, Isabella Stander, third year, Sarah Halverson, second year, and Ellie Jacobs, our first year. Rachel is a conference MVP for the second year. Conference tourney champion first year. Abby had won the conference last year. Section 5A tourney champion. Rachel 3 years in a row. State entrance. This is our first year as a team. Rachel Halverson fourth year and was a champion. Abby third year, 20th place. She finished eighth last year. Isabella, Sarah, and Ellie, Chloe was all their first year as part of the team. Well, at that banquet that night, they released the All-State winners, which each week the coaches can turn in individual scores, and you got to adjust the scores based on slope. So most courses have a slope of, 70 to 72. So if it's 70, I got to add two strokes to their scores. The one tournament we went to Dakota Ridge, that was a 73, so I got to take a stroke away.
Okay.
So the top 10 girls each week get to become All-State, and you take four of the last six holes, the best four scores out of the last six 18-hole rounds that they did. So Rachel was All-State for the third year, Abby for the second year, Isabella first year, and Sarah Halverson first year. So we had four All-Staters. Academic All-State, the team had a 3.6 GPA, but another team in our section had a higher GPA, and they just take that team and place them against the other eight sections. So... the other awards I'll hand out at the banquet that I won't announce at this time. But
when is the banquet? Do you know?
The banquet's this Thursday or this Wednesday. Sorry, okay. Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And
good.
And it'll be a good time. The girls, it'll be neat to see them. We haven't, after state that day, we kind of left, well, and you go your own ways,
way.
And I was having practice withdrawals and van ride withdrawals for a few days there. It felt a little weird because, Saturday or Monday morning when we left till Wednesday night when we got back, you're pretty much together the whole time.
Yeah, all time, yep. So. I know you have some assistant coaches that helped you throughout the year.
Yeah, and that's been a blessing. Jordan Studelberg's been, the assistant coach for both boys and girls golf, taking the junior high and JV years to events. And then I had some volunteer assistants, Chad Gallen and Paul Mayer, Mark Halverson, and those guys were wonderful with the girls on the course and in the practice room and, helping them out. I've learned that you can't do it alone, and so that was great. Parents, grandparents, thank all them, the media, yourself, Dick, Adam, Leslie over at the, Adam up at the guard here, and Leslie and Appleton Press, and the Wilmer Trib does a nice job too.
Yep, they do.
All the many donors, too many to mention, appreciated all that. It allowed us to get practice rounds in and do some traveling and compete in these tough tournaments. The golf courses, always have them ready to go for us. The staff are covering when we're gone, and Mr. Smith for helping set up the schedule. Okay. And then, we have state T-shirts out there if you,
You can get them at?
Jim's Clothing or, I think online or Facebook. Some people have some of them on there. I'm not a Facebook guy, but or email me and I can get them ordered for you.
All right, Kep, congratulations on a state championship and to Rachel Halverson, an individual state champion. One of my highlights broadcasting a couple weeks ago at Becker. It was a lot of fun and just a great time. Great season you always remember, right?
Always, yes.
Yep, that's for sure. And all right, well, that'll wrap up the coach's show for this Saturday. But next Saturday, we'll wrap up girls track, boys tennis, and boys golf. That's what we'll do next Saturday, and maybe start the baseball coach's show. So thanks, Kip, again for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Kip Stender, a Lock Pro Valley girls golf coach, and that's another coach's show for this Saturday. Thanks for listening.